to the nation. Now let's move to verse 8. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. God said, before I formed you, God has called you, not the person beside you. If God needed Emmanuel, he would have called Emmanuel. But that assignment that he has given you, it is only you that can do it. Don't try. Mistake people make these days is that they look at other people and say, oh, this person is doing so good in his ministry. This person is doing so good in what, but by the way, they use their gift. And so you try to be like them, but you forget that God is talking about you. Let somebody say you. Amen. God has called you. God has called you. Don't try to be someone else. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 4. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 4. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 4. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Praise the Lord. When you pass through water, I will be with you. And through rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor the flames, nor shall the flame scorch you. Amen. So this brings us back to what I was talking about. God has called you. When Pastor Timmy called me to come and talk to that I should preach this morning, I told him, I was like, I'll have to pray about that because I don't think I'm the right person to preach, you know, this Sunday. So I went and I prayed. I was like, God, there's a lot of better people in the church. Why do you want me to be the one to speak? And the Lord told me, he said, I have called you, not others. I have called you to preach. So many times in our life, we've tried to dodge things. Maybe the pastor says, come and do this, and you try to dodge it because you want to humble yourself. You think you're humbling yourself. No, you're not. You're forsaking the plan of God in your life. Many people want to sit at the back of the church because they want to feel humble. But those people, they think those people that come to the front are being prideful because they want everybody to see them. No. I'm not saying if you're at the back now, don't misquote me. But I'm saying that many people forsake their destiny. They let their destiny pass them by because they think God has called others and not them. Amen? The Lord has asked me to tell you this morning not to think of others, not to think of others, but think that God has called you to do what he has called you to do. Don't think, oh, maybe someone tells you, oh, the Lord said you should do this, and you feel like, oh, I don't have the right motive to do this. I'm not in the right position to do this thing this person is asking me to do. It is not that person that has called you. It is God that has called you. Don't forget, God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the call. Amen. God does not call the qualified, but he qualifies the call. He said he used the low things of the earth to confirm the big things. Amen. Don't forsake your destiny by... Paul said, do not think of yourself more than you ought to. And at the same time, don't think of yourself less than you ought to. Amen? God has called you, and don't try to hide your talent. Don't try to hide that which God has given you because you see someone else doing better than you. Amen? Let's open to the book of Psalms, chapter 17, verse 8. Psalms chapter 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. This is David speaking here. David knew who he was. You know, Pastor, I've been talking about identity, knowing your identity. You have to know that God has called you. Many people actually think, I've asked some people, they will tell you they don't know what God has called them for. We all have callings in various ways. You might not be called to preach, you might not be called to sing, you might not be called to pray for people, you might be called to give, or you might be called to just welcome people. Amen? But every one of us here are called to do something. Be yourself. Don't try to be someone else. You are the apple of God's eye. Don't let the devil try and come and tell you all sorts of lies about yourself. The only thing the devil will do is to make God look bad and chase you away from God. But know that God has called you. He said, before I formed you, I knew you, and I was sanctified you. Amen? God has called you. Don't look at others. He said, do not be afraid of their faces. Do not be afraid of their faces. You know, I see some beautiful faces here, but you know, sometimes it's scary. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8. For thus says the Lord of hosts. Chapter 2 verse 8. For thus says the Lord of hosts. He sent me after glory. He sent who? Me. After glory. To the nations which plunder you. For he who touches you touches the apple of God's eyes. Amen. He said, he has sent me after his glory. He has sent me. If he needed Tope or he needed someone else, God will have sent him. But he has sent me because he knows he has given me the ability to do that which he has called me to do. He said, I will not give you more than you can bear. Amen? Praise the Lord. For thus says the Lord of hosts, he sent me after glory, to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches me touches the apple of God's eyes. Amen. The book of Isaiah says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, to do the opening of prison unto them that are bound. Brethren, this morning God has sent me to tell you, maybe not you, maybe someone sitting beside you or someone behind you. God is here to touch someone's heart. Amen? But it doesn't, you see, mistake people make is when someone says, God is here to touch one person. Others will say, okay, well, I don't think I'm the one. But there's no difference if God touched someone, if God touched you or you touch God. Amen? The Bible says, all that touched him were healed. So when they tell you that God is here to touch somebody, you prepare to touch God. If God touch you or you touch God, it's the same thing. Amen? So this morning, God is trying to tell someone here this morning that he has called you. You've been hiding under your clothes. You've been hiding under your bed because you feel you are not up to the task. You feel you can't do it because you see this other person doing better than you. Amen? God has different plans for us. He said, I know my plans for you. He looks at you again and said, I know my plans for you. He said, your ways are not my ways. Neither are your thoughts my thoughts. Hallelujah. He said, I know my plans for you. He didn't say, I know my plans for them. I know my plans for you. God has a different plan for you. God has a different plan for you. God has a different plan for you. Amen? I know my plans for you. My plans are to prosper you and not to harm you. Amen. Sometimes we get scared of people around us. We get scared. Oh, man. Pastor B is sitting down and me, I'm preaching. Who am I? Because we're scared that, oh, we are not up to the task. But don't forget, like I said earlier, God does not call the qualified. So I know I'm not qualified, but I'm very sure that He has qualified the calling over my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Open your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards who? Towards you. Says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to who? To you. God has called you. Don't forget that. That is the topic of today's lesson. I didn't give you the topic before, but yeah. God has called you. Don't try to be someone else. Don't look around. Don't look around. When God says, do this thing, and you try to look your right and your left, trying to see who is looking at you, and you try to change what God has told you to do. We are going to see an example in the Bible of Saul. When God told him to go and destroy the Amalekite because they ambushed the children of Israel, God told Saul, he said, go and kill, destroy everything, the goats, men, women, children, everything that is there. But Saul spared the good things, thinking he was doing the right thing because he wanted to sacrifice it to God. Amen? And then Samuel came and said, Saul, what have you done? You know, God told you to destroy this city and you've spared some things. And Saul said, well, because I was afraid of the people. Amen. When God tells you to do something, don't look at your right, don't look at your left, just do it. Because if He needed someone else to do that thing, He would have called that person. God does not make mistake. Before I formed you, I knew you, I sanctified you. It is not when you were baptized you were sanctified. Before you were formed, God has called you. Amen? God has called you. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen who? You. Yes, I will help who? You. I will uphold who? You. With my righteous hand. God has called you and He has promised you. He said the hair of your head are numbered. Meaning, if one hair is missing, God knows that it's hair number 244 that just got missing. He cares so much about you. He said, you are apple of God's eyes. You are apple of God's eyes. Don't think of yourself of less than you ought to. Pastor has been talking about identity, identity, identity. You are apple of God's eyes. Amen? Let's open our Bibles to the book to 1 Psalm chapter 15. 1 Psalms chapter 15, verse 24. Samuel, First Samuel chapter 15, verse 24. Praise the Lord. First Samuel chapter 15, verse 24. Amen. Verse 24. Then Saul said to Samuel, So this was the illustration I gave earlier, that Saul spared the good things and destroyed the bad things. Now, this is where Samuel was asking, telling Saul that God has rejected him from being the king. So why am I letting us read this verse? The reason why I'm letting you read this verse is to tell you that you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to listen to what people say. People say you're foolish, but God says you're wise. People say you're done, you're going to die in poverty, but God said you've just started, that he's going to glorify you. You don't have to listen to what people say. Call yourself what God has called you and not what people call you. Amen? Praise the Lord. So let's read verse 24. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the what? The people, and obeyed your voice. Because I feared the people and obeyed your voice. Brethren, this morning I want to tell you, don't make the mistake of tying yourself too much to people, thinking of what people will say about you if you do this thing. If God has sent you, do it. Don't think about what people will say. People will laugh at you. People will backstab you. People will say bad things behind you and come to you and smile to you. Don't care. God has called you. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? We just read, it said, for anybody that touches me as touching, is touching the apple of God's eye. Hallelujah. Let's look at another example of where people can make you sin. Open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 17, verse 1 to 7. Exodus chapter 17, verse 1 to 7. Then all the congregation of children of Israel set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sin, according to the commandment of the Lord. According to the commandment of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore, the people contended with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. So Moses said to them, why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, Why is it you have brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, what shall I do with these people? Don't forget, I'm trying to show you how people can make you sin, how people can make you offend God. Don't tie yourself too much to what people say. Don't let your life depend on what your friends tell you. Let your life depend on what God is telling you. Amen. So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, what shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said to Moses, now I want you to notice the commandment that God gave to Moses here. God said, go before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river and go. Please follow the commandment of God here. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb. And you shall do what? Strike the rock. Okay, God told him to strike the rock, right? And you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it that the people may drink. Notice the commandment of the Lord to Moses. Now let's open our Bibles to Numbers chapter 20, verse 6 to 13. Numbers chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20, verse 6 to 13. Praise the Lord. Verse 6. So Moses and Aaron went. Now, before verse 6, like we read in Exodus, the children of Israel were thirsty again, and they started complaining to Moses, and they contend with Moses. And Moses went back to the Lord and was like, God, where will I get water for these people to drink again? So don't forget, when Moses asked God previously, God said, go, I will stand on the rock, go and strike the rock, right? Now listen to the commandment that God gave Moses. Because if you listen too much to what people tell you, sometimes you won't get exactly what God is telling you to do. Amen? Now let's read verse 6. So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of God appeared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, now listen to the commandment of the Lord. Don't forget, the previous commandment said, strike the rock. But now, God said, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together. He said, speak to the rock this time. He didn't say, strike the rock. He said, speak to the rock. Praise the Lord. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water from them out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their animal. So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice. God told him, the commandment God gave him before was, strike the rock and water will come out. But now God says, just speak to the rock. Don't forget, before the one we read in Exodus, God said, I will go before you and what? Stand on the rock. I will stand on the rock. So when you strike the rock, water will come out. But this time, God didn't say, I will stand on the rock, because Moses does not need to know what God is going to do. Just speak to the rock and water will come out. But Moses strike the rock. In other words, it was striking God. Because God was standing on the rock. And God said, now, just speak to the rock. We never know if God was on the rock or in the rock. Amen? Just speak to the rock. And because of that, God said, you shall only see the land because you've disobeyed my commandment. You've listened to the voice of the people around you. I have called you to do this, but you listened to Bomati. I have called you to do this, but you've listened to Emmanuel. Because of this, I will only let you see the land, but you shall not eat the fruit. Amen? God has called who? Me. God has called you. Don't look at people around you. Don't let what people say about you bother you. As long as you're doing the will of God. The Bible says, let your light shine so much before men that they will glorify your Father that is in heaven. God says, if your ways please me, I will make even your enemies to live with you in peace. Praise the Lord. If your ways please me, if you do what I've commanded you, if you carry out my instructions, your enemy will leave you with you in peace, because they know that if they touch you, they are touching the apple of God's eye. Praise the Lord. Don't tie yourself to what people say. Don't tie yourself to what people say. Call yourself what God has called you, and not what people are saying about you. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. Proverbs 29, verse 25. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man brings a snare, but whosoever trusts in the Lord shall be what? Saved. The fear of man brings a snare. So you understand why I told you to tell the person beside you, I thank God I don't look like you, because I know God has called me. No offense, but I know God has called me, and whatever you say does not affect me. Yes, God can send you to me, but when you speak to me, I compare it word for word with the word of God. Is this what God is speaking to me? The Bible says, do not believe all spirit, but what? Test them with the word of God. So if you say, Yinka, you are too black, I will go into the Bible. Did God say I'm black? Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The fear of man brings a snare. Don't be afraid of what people will say to you. Don't be afraid of what people will do to you. God has called you. Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 19, verse 22. I'm about to round up. Genesis chapter 19, verse 22. So before this verse, God wanted to go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but, you know, It's a very popular story. Abraham interceded, and God said he was going to, you know, save Saul and Lot. Amen. And so this is the angel speaking to Lot. They said, "Hurry, hurry, escape there, for I cannot do nothing until who? You arrive there." This is telling you that what God has called you to do, only you can do it. Only you can do what God has called you to do. That very assignment, if he knew that someone else can do it, he would have given it to them. God does not make mistakes. He has plans for you. He has assigned that work to you because he knows he has given only you the strength to do it. And while I was reading this, the Lord opened my eyes to see a natural illustration of what I just said, that only you can do what God has called you to do. Now think about this for 2 seconds. Why is it that there is nobody that has ever lived, there is nobody that is living now, and there will be nobody that will live later that will have the same fingerprint as yours? Think about it for a few seconds. Why did God give you a special fingerprint that nobody, both the dead and the living, has the same fingerprint as yours? Because he has called you. He has called you, and he has given you a distinct, a peculiar, he said you are peculiar people, a holy nation. He has given you a special fingerprint that nobody else can claim. Because he has given you a special assignment to carry out, and only you can do it. Praise the Lord. Only you can carry out the assignment that God has assigned to you. That is why he gave you a special fingerprint. Sister Josephine cannot go to... we cannot go somewhere now, and she puts in a fingerprint that my face show. The people there will run away. Amen? They are going to run away. Or I put in my fingerprint and Brandon's face show. Praise the Lord. God has given you a special fingerprint to let you know that He has called you. I have called you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I have called and sanctified you. Don't look at your right. Don't look at your left. Set your eyes as a flint, just like Jesus did. He didn't look at his right. He didn't look at his left. He looked straight at the cross. Peter tried to take him off focus, but he said, "Depart from me." He said, "Get thee behind me, devil." Amen? Set your eyes. As God tells you to do this, do it. Because if He knows that you can't do it, He will have called someone that can do it. Praise the Lord. When they told me to come and speak today, I was like, I think Pastor Timmy needs to go and pray again. Amen? But God told me, He said, "I have called you, Yinka. It is you I want to speak true. It is not my words, it's God's word." He said, it is you I want to use as a vessel today. So go and speak. If I needed someone else, I would have called the person. But go and do that which I have commanded you. Do not be afraid of their faces. Even though Evie is a police, she's a police officer, I'm not afraid of her face. Do not be afraid of their faces. For I will go with you if you pass through fire. Don't misquote me. I'm not saying if God calls you, everything will go smooth. He didn't promise you that you won't go through fire. But He said if you go through fire, it shall not consume you. He didn't promise that you won't go through water. But He said if you go through it, it will not overflow you. Not a hair, single hair of your hair shall perish. For if God be for us, who can be against us? My brothers and sisters, God has called you. And only you can do and carry out that assignment that God has called you to do. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that, you know, God will bring a curse upon a people if the hearts of the fathers and the youths are not together. But then He will bring a blessing when the hearts of the fathers and the sons are together. And that's the reason why we are so thankful for giving us that burden. For us to have a special Sunday where the hearts of the young are speaking to the hearts of the fathers and the hearts of the fathers are speaking to the hearts of the children. We're family. Amen? I thank God for the youth ministry. I thank God for what God is doing through the pastorship of Jonah and Timmy. I just thank God for what God is doing. Amen? With the young people. Amen? God has called who? You. Amen. 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 This is what I received from this. Before we pray. I received that God has called me. I received another thing about the fingerprint. It means that God is trying to tell me I'm special. Amen. It means that God is trying to tell you, you are special. Think about it. I think it takes revelation for us to receive it. If God has not made one person like you, ever, you are unique. You are special. There are certain cars in America or certain special cars. When they make them, sometimes they only make five of them. There's one they made recently. People are paying up to $30 million for a car. I forgot, $3 million for a car. And they were rushing it because they made only a few. Why? They were special. So God is saying, as a creator, because there is no fingerprint, dead or alive, like you, he said, wake up. You are special. Think about it. You are special. I would have used me, but I just want you to hear. You are special. Kelly, you are what? Special. Raphael, you are what? Special. Amen. Chris, you are what? You didn't say. You are what? Amen. Cody, you are what? Josh, you are what? Brandon, you are what? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the problem is that I was asking myself, if there is no person like you, the problem is we are trying to be like other people because we don't know who we are. If you don't know who you are and God says you are special, that means the only reason why you are not secured in who you are is because you're not who you are. From what I received this morning, insecurity is a sign of somebody living who they are not. Because you cannot be secured in who God has not made you to be. Because whatever God has made you to be, you will be confident in it if you know what it is. If you are special and you walk in exactly what makes you special, you will not be insecure about who God has made you to be. But you are intimidated and insecure because you are trying to be somebody else. But if you become who God made you to be, there is no insecurity because God has made you a masterpiece. Amen? So I believe our prayer should be that God will open our eyes to know who we are. Not just in Christ, but who are we in Christ's fingerprint? Who are you in Christ? Amen? So if we can pray in that area this morning, and just like we said before, this identity, that's amazing word that God has given to our brother this morning. Amen? Hallelujah! Before we pray, let's stand up together. Hallelujah. But just pray that God will reveal to you who you are so that you will not be struggling with life anymore. So that you become the master, the stone God has carved you to be. So you can fit in the building where God has you. You are a puzzle like nobody else. And you are in the scheme of the finished work of God. Amen. Look at the person again, like he said, on your left, on your right, and say, I don't mean to disrespect you, but I'm glad I don't look like you. Amen? I am special. Nobody's as handsome or beautiful as I am. God has made you special. Don't try to look like somebody else. Your face is special. Amen? Some of you don't believe it. God is saying it. Don't look at the mirror. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want you to agree with this word this morning. Don't leave this place when you hear God speak to your heart. Just you and the Lord. Make a commitment. Father, this day I have heard your voice. You have called me. Not somebody. And the reason is because you have made me special, and I have a special place in the body of Christ, a special place in this world. So open my eyes that I will identify who I really am, so that I can be that for you and for my generation. So pray that prayer. You can ask the Lord to do this in your life. Just you and the Lord. Hallelujah. Cry out, cry out, cry out. This is the word of the Lord to you today. Hear him calling you out of many, and calling you to be one with him. Calling your name in the midst of a multitude is calling you Gideon. Hear the call. Is calling you Peter. Is calling you Matthew. Is calling you. Is calling you. Is calling you. Cry out. You have a purpose. You have a calling. You are a special, a chosen generation. Cry out. Seek the Lord now, for he has spoken to you. He is calling you. He is quickening you. Arise, 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 for you are special. You are different from every other soul on face of the earth. You are one of a kind. You are a stone. That is your specific identity that God has called. Calling, awaken us, Lord. We refuse to conform to another person. We want to be who you made us to be in Christ Jesus. Hear him calling you. Hear him calling. Awake, 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 awake. Now is the time for you to awake. Awake, awake, awake to your call. Destiny, to your purpose, to you, the Lord is calling you. Awake, 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 awake. Father, I break every hold of insecurity. I break every connection to depression. Father, open our eyes to see why. In the name of Jesus, if we walk in that which you've called us, you will empower us, you will anoint us in the specific uniqueness of our destiny. We have a special place no one else can fill. Father, open our eyes today that we will walk out of this place knowing that you love us with a special call. Yes, to say yes, Lord.